Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on the Stories from the Greyhill Free Company.
To finish the ritual, Grey Dove gets a wooden bowl, puts it down by where the sap is pooling out of the tree, and collects some of the sap into the bowl.
I slurp it up with my hybrid spider human mouth.
You see that his form has changed. Glubble, you are human.
Yeah, I'm so dry.
All of you reach level 4.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Wow. I feel stronger too.
But do talk about, like, yes, there's that fae spider that we sent running. And by the way, there is a elder god of frog or something running some incredible place.
He takes you to the forest's edge. Gestures, you can see outside of the forest, you can see the path that you came from. Well, I can protect you within the forest, but outside of it, you are on your own. So good luck to you. On the final day, right before getting to the back to camp, one more from each of you.
11.
11. Magi.
Oh, no.
We could have had a gambling ogre, and you've taken that away. I just want you to know that.
Tree Stump, who would you like to act with?
Yayola.
And Glupple, who would you like to act with?
I'll go with Chantel, why not?
All right, Tree Stump. You dart forwards. You get to act first. The giant club, you got within 30 feet, so you're close enough to go up and try to grab it this turn.
Yes.
As you run up onto the bridge, you can see the creature hefts its other, like the axe hand, obviously meaning to strike at you. You grab, well, I guess there's no roll required. You grab the club. You have to hold it in two hands. It's big, but you've got it.
I'd like to run away with the club.
All right, that would be an attack of opportunity, though. Are you okay with that?
Yes. Right.
What's your goal here?
Get the club away.
Are you trying to run away with their club, or are you trying to hit them with
take their club away, because...
Tree Stump, you dart backwards and away. The axe comes in, swings at you, but you duck underneath it. For the first time in your life, it occurs to you... For good reason. For the first time in your life, you're like, I wonder if I can get under this attack. Typically, that's not an option for you. It's such a novelty that you could go underneath an attack. But this instance, you can, and you do. The axe swings clean over your head, missing you.
I ducked.
I give you a thumbs up. Well done.
What would you like Yeola to do?
Well, I suppose Yeola assumes this is much more combat-y than Tree Stump was attempting. Because why wouldn't you assume it was combat? So Yayola just heads in with the crossbow.
Yayola fires the crossbow. The creature puts up one of its giant arms to protect its face, and the crossbow bolt embeds itself in its hand.
Ooh.
Yayola deals, 10 points of damage? Does it have any resistances? No. Yep, 10 points of damage.
Ooh.
Good job.
The creature issues that painful bellow, and then the face painted red says, "My club! She got my club!" The creature staggers after you, Tree Stump. It gets to you. Yeah, it gets to you. It begins pummeling.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
The axe comes down, but you dart out of the way. Then the other hand reaches out and tries to grab its club back.
I hope it misses. See, what I was trying to do was disarm them, and if I get it back, it's all for nothing.
Yes.
But they were silly. They put
wow,
the
by
down.
The hairs of your chinny chin chin, it grabs and tries to yank back, but you dig your feet in, you dig your nails and fingers into part of the club, and then you drag back. You're fighting over it, but you still have control of it.
No. And
then it is Love is Blind's turn. Love is Blind looks at you, Glubble, gives you a shrug, and then casts a spell. An excellent question, may I say, he says. He's going to cast his new Scorching Ray.
Ooh.
Three fiery bolts of lightning leap from his hand, and he tries to target the creature's faces. First attack, yes, hit. Yeah. Second attack, hit. Third attack, critical miss. Oh, no.
If he mind swaps.
Oh my God.
He deals 11 points of damage, and then the final one explodes in his hand. He takes 4 points of damage.
Hey, that's all right. That's look, it could be worse. He could be currently an ogre.
Yeah, he could always be an ogre.
Well, then he'd all be right, stronger.
That was Love is Blind. Glupple, it's your turn.
Do they have any metal on the persons?
No, not really.
Like their clasps or anything? Okay.
No, not that they're wearing, no.
Okay. Well, I will cast Melf's Acid Arrow.
Okay. Okay.
Again, I look at Love and I just shrug and fire an arrow.
Such is life. You hit. A shimmering green arrow strikes it. And I believe that's going to burn through it next round. Yeah. And it's going to, the acid continues to burn through the creature's, maybe its chest. Maybe you hit it in its chest because it's like wide open, struggling with Tree Stump. You strike it dead center of its chest and you see acid burning into it. It cries out.
Oh,
well, that's unpleasant.
Sorry.
Right.
Brother, it calls out.
So, okay. What's the situation looking like? Is because they're just grappling with Tree Stump, yes?
Yeah, they're just grappling with Tree Stump right now.
Okay. Well, would Chantel try and disarm them as well, or also just go in with a warhammer?
Up to you.
I suppose just go in with a warhammer. Why not?
Chantel, hefting the warhammer above her head, screams and charges forwards. She just barely hits. It was a poorly placed blow, but she manages to strike the creature on its foot.
And I'll get her to action surge and have another. Give her another.
She swings again. A much better hit this time, dealing 7 points of damage, hitting it on its other foot. The creature's like hopping from one foot to the other. I'm going to eat your bones!
That doesn't sound very nice.
Oh, no. I need them.
Tree Stump, it's your turn.
Well, having learned that these man intends on eating my bones, I would like to use the weight of them trying to pull the club off of me and just smash it into the most damaged head. No, the redhead.
All right. You try to swing the giant club. Oh, no.
You can rage, remember?
I didn't. I would like to rage!
All right. Well, you turn disadvantage into just a regular attack. You hit with the club.
I'm glad!
And as Castle's rules lawyer, can her newfound savage attack, can that also be utilized on anything?
What do you mean,
sir?
As in, like, roll on any particular attack? The re-rolling of damage?
Oh, yeah, I believe it's in. It's just a melee attack. Yeah.
Oh, that's great to
hear. Well, I'll re-roll both. Roll twice and take the higher one. 7 or 7. All right.
Excellent.
Good to know. It's just good to test good these to things out. Thank you so much for the representation.
No worries. I would ask also the curse ring you're wearing. I don't know if that helps out in the situation.
Oh, yeah, I do have Sword Sage.
Oh, the amulet?
Yep.
That... nothing's happening with that right now.
Okay. Well, it's just good to know. Good to check. Just go through everything, you know?
Advantage. All right. So, yeah, you get advantage, but now it's going to get advantage on you.
Yeah.
You deal 14 points of damage, though.
Nice.
I'm glad.
The creature is beyond bloodied.
We're about to get over this bridge for free.
Tree Stump, forget trying to hit the head painted red. You Three Stooges style, bonk, 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 slap both heads. They both go. Spittle and blood flies out of both mouths and drenches you, Tree Stump.
Oh, yuck.
All right, and what would you like Yeola to do?
I reckon crossbow once more.
Okay.
She has good spells, if you want to.
Yeola hits with the crossbow again. Yeola seems to be doing all right with the crossbow, to be honest.
Yeah, no, she's 10 doing points great. Of damage.
That's kind of on par with most people casting spells.
Yeah, she's doing great.
It doesn't look like Yeola has spells.
Yeah, if you go to Yeola's character sheet, and do you see actions, spells, inventory, features and traits, description, notes, extras on the right-hand side?
Yeah, and spells is grayed out.
What do you mean grayed out?
It's grayed out. I can't click on it.
Refresh. Are you okay? What was wrong?
I was on my character sheet. Not on the other character sheet.
Thank God you also have, I guess, a crossbow because... Yeah. Wait, you don't have a crossbow. How are you getting a crossbow? Oh, you probably just... No, I understand how it happened. Never mind. All right. Well, hey, it's fine. So... Look, hey, you hit this time, but next time you now know your spell options. That was your turn. It is the creature's turn again. Both of the heads, they were calling out independently, brother, 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 brother. Both of the heads turn in different directions to look behind them where the bridge is. Brother, they say in unison. The bridge shifts a little bit.
Yes, no.
The only place that you couldn't have seen another one, the only place you couldn't have seen another one is underneath the bridge. It is the only piece of terrain that is concealed from you. Half dragging itself from under the bridge, you see a giant bedroll is like coming undone. And then a second one with a loincloth made out of the rest of animals. Another one emerges. It has obviously the club and axe that they use are homemade. You can see that this one has similar but not identical, obviously club and axe. It comes out. One of its faces is painted green, and the other one is painted yellow. The yellow painted face looks at you and in a booming voice calls out, "We will help you, brother!" The other creature charges into the melee. One of them is going to keep fighting Tree Stump to try and get their club back. First off, they swing the battle axe at you. That will... What's your armor class? I think it's decent. Oh, advantage. Yeah, hit. Yeah, fucking gotcha.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
The one thing that you're really missing when you listen to D&D is for Nerds is that you can't see how hot we are. And let me tell you, we are smoking. But don't worry, your prayers, they're answered. If you search for Sans Pants Radio on YouTube, you'll find a brand new filmed D&D is for Nerds adventure based heavily on the Icewind Dale campaign, where Cass, Zamet, and myself find ourselves trapped in a cave beneath the ice, and nothing is quite what it seems. There's suspense, there's paranoia, there's a gnome named Tempeste who I would die for, plus, like I said, we're all very good looking. So head to YouTube, search for Sans Pants Radio, subscribe because you love us, and watch D&D is for Nerds presents Icewind Dale.
And remember, Cass, as your rules lawyer, you do have a stone's endurance to reduce your damage, if you would like, as a reaction.
Well,
you don't have to do it, just putting that out
there. Thank you very much. And I think that is... yes, I see. I've written in capital letters, reduce damage as a reaction. And I've written it under organization, so it was at the top and I couldn't miss it.
Yes.
Oh, here are all my notes.
Cass, literally, never change.
You help keep my mind sharp.
You will take, 7 plus 5 is 12 points of damage. Would you like to reduce that?
Yes, please.
You don't have to. There might be worse attacks coming. I mean, it doesn't matter that much.
I mean, if I'm going to reduce an attack anyway, won't it always reduce? It'll just the timing.
I was just thinking that. So that was 12 points to be reduced. Where is that? You reduce that by 5. So you only take 7 points of damage.
It's pretty good.
That's good.
And then it tries to wrench once again. It's club back.
No, don't take it.
No, still can't. You're like, it's... and if it was using both hands, maybe. Like, it is a lot bigger and a lot stronger than you. But, well, actually, no, it's a lot bigger than you, but it's actually not that much stronger than you. And Goliaths, for purposes of carrying and lifting things, count as large. So you are... It is bigger than you, but the height difference actually isn't that big. Like, there is a height difference, and it is clearly wider than you, but it is not that much stronger than you, really, if at all. And then the other one wades into the fight, and the other one's going to fight Chantel. So, with the axe it hits, but with the club it's going to miss. Chantel's going to take 21 points of damage.
Oof.
And Chantel gets nearly bowled over backwards from the sheer force of the blow. Yeah, that fucked Chantel up. She's bloodied in one hit. All right, and okay. Then it is Love is Blind's turn. Love is Blind, once again standing next to you, Global. You hear him say, oh, okay, this is a concern. He says.
Yes. Things have taken a turn.
Don't they always, he says. He fires another Scorching Ray. He's busting out all the stops. Hit. Actually, let's resolve this first one, because that first Etten is actually getting close to being killed. 8 points of damage from the first blast. Then the second one, which was also a hit, does a further 3. And then the third attack...
Oh, wait, do they take acid damage on their turn?
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Yeah, he should have taken some acid damage. All right, I've got good news, bad news.
Okay.
Which would you like first?
Bad news. I want to leave on a high.
All right. Love is Blind's third attack, once again, is a natty one.
Yeah, of course.
And highs or lows?
Let's go with lows.
Lows? All right. It just explodes again in his hand. No biggie. Okay.
That's good.
I got to stop doing that. It's a new spell. I'm so sorry.
I understand. I put a hand on his shoulder. I get it.
The good news...
Look, as fuck-ups go, I glance at Chantel. It could have been worse.
The good news is the second shot from Love is Blind is enough to bring down, with that acid damage, is enough to bring down that giant, whatever it is. When one of its heads gets nearly like clean blasted away and the creature stumbles over and then falls backwards, the brother that had appeared from beneath the bridge bellows out, both heads screaming, and then you see they have like bloody murder for Love is Blind.
Oh. Hey, and Love, you better run.
Glupple.
Yes, Love, you better run. I'll cast a flaming sphere onto that particular new brother of Ales that has appeared.
It fails its dexterity saving throw and takes 5 points of fire damage.
Excellent. Cool. Yes, I'll keep maintaining that. And I'll get Chantel to do a second wind.
She recovers 8 hit points.
Cool. And I believe she can also help others recover some hit points.
Oh, yes. Let me see.
As a rallying cry, I believe. Regain 4 hit points.
Yeah, 3 people regain 4. I'm guessing Love is Blind is one of them.
Whoever is injured.
It's just Love is Blind and Tree Stump. Tree Stump, you recover 4 hit points. Chantel slams her warhammer into her shield and calls out a rallying cry. To arms! She says it with such... Yes. She says it with such fervor that it kind of like rings out, the hammer on shield rings out, and Tree Stump, you feel invigorated. You feel like Chantel's got your back.
Two arms, but they also have two heads.
All right, a number between 1 and 31, Cass. That was pretty good.
19.
Yes.
19? Thinking music. Recall one piece of specific lore relevant to the current situation.
Yeah.
That's like a good boy card. You just tuck that one away. Play it whenever you want. And, so that was...
And Well, then she'll go in with a warhammer.
All right. She charges forward, screaming, and strikes, dealing 5, 10 points of damage.
Good work, Chantel.
Ha-ha! She calls out. And Tree Stump, it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to keep attacking with my new
So you change targets. This Etten is... you didn't hear that. Not that that name means anything to you. This creature is down, but the other one is still standing. You want to... Obviously, you want to change targets. I mean, like, I suppose you could... It's not... It's dying, but it's not dead. You could step on its throat if you wanted... Throats, if you wanted to. But it would probably be more helpful to the party if you attacked the other one.
Could that... I can't... I couldn't wield both the axe and the club, could I?
I would say no. I would say that's actually impossible. You need two hands for one of them.
Does the axe look deadlier? Can I swap and go attack the other one?
The axe certainly has more of a blade to it.
Oh, so those edges,
Here's a quick question that...
Sorry, Cass, rules lawyer again here. Just a kind of pop up next to you. Here's a question you can ask, mm-hmm. Adam. Is your current halberd that is a magical weapon that is +1 that you have in your inventory that is probably like one of the better weapons that the current party has? Can you just ask Adam, is that better than the club or terrible axe that Adam did describe as an axe as if humans had first discovered that? So I just want you to ask, is your magical weapon...
I understand what you're saying. I do want to just add that I thought that gave flavor and it did make that item more interesting to me and I want it.
I get it.
It's good to just hear every side. So, Adam, I have had some counsel on this. Mm-hmm. This magical calvard.
Magical calvard. It's like a halberd, but it's bigger and it's got webbed fingers.
This magical halberd I came into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that is my best weapon. Mm. Would it be better than this weapon that it takes me two hands to yield?
So, the club or the axe, whichever one you wanted to pick, because they are not sized for you, they are cumbersome for you to use. Okay. A bigger creature than you with bigger, meatier hands is designed to use this. So, you would be at disadvantage every time you wanted to attack with this weapon.
Which I have been before.
Yeah, which means that you need to be using your Reckless Rage just to break even. So that would mean it's a regular roll. However, that doesn't mean that enemies get advantage on you, so that can be a negative. And the damage is 2d6 plus your strength of 7. So it's a minimum of 9 and a maximum, of 12 plus 7 is 19. So... 9 to 19, basically, is your damage range there.
That's pretty good.
The halberd, you would get advantage. With this Reckless Rage, you would get advantage. So you have a much better chance of hitting. The halberd's damage range,
much less. 7 to 16.
Oh, sorry. No, I misspoke with the damage range, actually. Sorry. It's +5, not +7. So the damage range is 7 to 17, I think.
It's the same. This one's almost the same. I'll attack with my halberd. My halberd range is 7 to 16.
Yes. Well, with two dice though, you've got a bigger minimum. So you're on the whole, you'll probably do more damage with the club. The axe is another matter entirely. The axe might work differently. You'd have to actually swing it to find out.
Swing it to find out, you say?
You would have to swing it to find out. I would say from eyeing it, you already know that you're going to get disadvantage, but you don't know the damage on the weapon.
All right. I would like to swing it to find out. I'm still mad! There's no better time!
Yes.
All right.
It's so great seeing Adam set up a trap that you just go down. It's just
he takes my
incredible.
Hand and I say, thank you, sir.
I know.
I would like assistance into this hole. And I'd like the shovel to help.
You're very lucky its AC is terrible. You drop the club, pick up the axe, swing, you strike it in its leg, it bellows in pain, and you deal...
Savage attacks. Remember savage?
I remember, don't worry, I remember. It was 7, because you've got the rage. God, I'm so sorry. I'm all hodgepodge today. You deal 16 points of damage.
Hey!
That's pretty good.
That is very good. I mean, that is the maximum I could have gotten on the halberd.
Yeah, and that was, you did not roll maximum.
I am making good excellent choice. Decisions.
You are making great decisions.
My intelligence might be negative one, but the results speak for themselves.
Then, what would you like Yeola to do?
Back me up.
Yeola's always ever backed you up.
Yeah.
No, she has not. Mm. She doesn't want you to lead the party anymore.
Fair enough. I mean, like, I don't think that's fair enough, but it is.
Like crossbow or a spell?
I would like Yeola to cast Guiding Bolt then, in that case, please.
She can cast it at second level. It gets a little bit more powerful.
Yes, please. We are going for power and fun. That's what our team's about.
A bolt of holy dwarven energy strikes this creature. My eyes! No, the green head calls out, my eyes!
Does the other one comment on their eyes?
No, they don't. Presumably they don't care. 10, 20, 26 points of damage.
That's good. Good on her.
Mm-hmm. And I believe now, is it just the next attack? On a hit, the target takes damage. Next attack. Yeah, next attack has advantage. Just the next one. The light from the guiding bolt begins to fade slowly, but it highlights them perfectly. And you can see when they move, when the creature moves, the light moves before they do. So it kind of gives you an idea of where they're going to be.
Nice.
It is their turn, though. They're going to swing. They charge through your formation. The club swings for Yeola because Yeola fucking hurt them, but misses. And then the axe swings at Love is Blind, which also misses. Love is Blind darts backwards, obviously in a panic. It's Love is Blind's turn. He takes a step back and says, "Watch out!" And then he kind of like comes into a ball. All of his hair stands rigidly on end like static shock. And then lightning explodes out of him. The creature is thrown back 15 feet away from Love is Blind. And it's going to take 9 points of damage. It is very bloodied. And then it is Glupel and Chantel's turn. You still haven't gotten the bonus of the advantage yet. The light is still fading because a Love is Blind's attack didn't actually, it wasn't a targeted attack.
I'll move my flaming sphere on top of it again.
Mm-hmm. I believe. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, it should have made no, it did move on its turn, actually.
So I'll move that on him again.
It makes, fails the dexterity saving throw, taking another 5 points of damage.
Excellent. And I will, let's see here. Look, acid worked pretty well the last time, so I'll throw some acid.
Well, that is the roll that will get advantage. You rolled a 2 and you rolled a 3, but you didn't roll a 1. So you miss, but you don't kill yourself.
Hey, that's...
That was...
If I had turned into an ogre...
Oh, fuck. Going back to Greydorf being like...
It happened again.
You did it again, did you? Imagine being only one of the heads.
So, Greydorf. I fucked up. That's great. Chantel, then. We'll go in there and swing away with her.
All right. She attacks. Wow, she fucks up as well. She nearly loses her grip on her warhammer.
Whoop. Well.
Wait, whoops. I know how to do this. Give me one moment. She says, she starts fumbling with like, she has the end of her warhammer on the grip. There's a little leather strap that wraps around her hand. She quite obviously has gotten that tangled in her fingers somehow. She's quickly fumbling with that. And
fair enough.
That was your turn, I guess.
Yes, I nearly, I guess, melted off my newly formed fingers. So I'm all hands.
Tree stump.
No waving.
I would like to go in again with the axe since it was such a wonderful decision the first time.
Critical hit.
Yay!
God, I make perfect choices.
Finger-tipped. Normal damage and 1 dex damage. Target cannot use 1 hand until healed. Oh, that's funny. Would you like to pick the axe or the club?
Axe.
All right. Not that it might matter. You may just kill them.
Yes.
No. 17 damage. You kill them. You cut the creature's hand off. It looks at its bloody stump, up in horror at you, and then falls forwards. Neither of these creatures are dead, but they are both bleeding out. If left unattended, they will die. And if nature is allowed to take its course, they will die.
Yaola will be taking nature's course.
Yes. I assume we all just reach in there with a knife or a dagger of some sort. And
sure.
Yeah, that is interesting. How's everybody doing? You're all looking quite well.
He's blind, still has his eyes are kind of like popping out a little bit. He's still a little freaked out, but he seems fine.
Yeah, right. I'll cure some wounds, whoever needs it.
All right.
But, yes. So can we loot those?
Did they have any good stuff?
Whatever they were?
I probably can't carry the weapon. I'll leave it.
You check underneath the bridge and you find tolls that they have collected.
Yeah.
And we take it?
I'm assuming.
You find...
We just robbed a small business.
They're not a small business. This is...
They were a very large business. Yeah, quite deep.
It is family owned, which is upsetting, but... They are privatizing. They are privatizing public property. So, do we feel bad?
And again, they were a very small family-owned business. And I'm again once more for corporations. So.
That is true.
You find 23 gold pieces in a sack. It's probably made up mostly of silver and copper, but you find 23 gold pieces.
Did we destroy a small business? Because that's like really small. They gotta really zhuzh up the bridge if they're just not getting anyone in.
You find a separate bag that has some gems in it, just assorted. It looks like wildly different costs or like wildly different rarities of gem. It just looks like they just stuffed it in the bag, not really knowing what any of them were worth. The bag has 11 gems in total. Two of them are sapphires worth 100 gold each. Six of them are lapis lazulis. The lapis lazulis would be worth maybe only 10 gold each. Hmm. And the rest you pretty quickly determine are worthless stones. Like just, maybe not geodes, because geodes would probably be worth something, but just like rocks that look nice.
Yeah, they could have been really easily tricked. Oh, well.
Oh, that's very funny. The idea they're like, pay, we're like, rock. They're like, oh my God, thank you for rock. Please, use the bridge. Tell your friends.
There we are.
Will our adventuring heroes continue on to camp or take over this wildly profitable bridge business? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to support the show and also look fucking great, why not head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself a Sans Pants tee. We have heaps of designs covering all of your favorite shows, as well as monthly limited runs of unique one-offs based on your favorite in-jokes or references and that kind of thing. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab a tee today.